Local Focus.
Triple M, it is Troy with you this morning, and time right now to catch up with the Southwest NRM Sustainable Agriculture Manager in Peter Clifton. Pete, good morning there to you.
Good morning. How are you going, Troy?
Not too bad, mate. Now, on Friday there, the team launched a brand new initiative. Can you tell our listeners about this?
Yeah, so we talk a lot with Western Beef Association, and talking with their chair, James Bowie, and he's also on the Dry Season Task Force, and he's the rep there for Cattle Australia. So, yeah, we talked about how we can help and whether we can set up a bit of a hub for feed so people can see where they can find any feed. And, yeah, it's created a map where people can register with the site and drop a pin onto the map and just describe what feed they've got, and so others can sort of look at that and go, okay, that point's close to me, what's he got? Yep, I can grab hold of that.
Yeah.
And also other information, dry season resources, and a farmer's forum just so people can ask questions. For example, you know, how can I improve the quality of my feed? What do I need to add to it if it's just, you know, straw and not quite enough quality?
So it's only been a few days, mate. Are you seeing that farmers are getting to the page and having a look and going through it? As you say, you've got a quick poll up there as well. And as you say, you've got the farmers forum. So hopefully farmers are staying connected and, you know, looking after themselves and other farmers as well.
Yeah, and look, that's at the end of the day, that's probably one of the main sort of reasons behind it, is just so people do stay connected and don't get isolated during these tough times. But yeah, look, we've had quite a bit of traffic in the background, as you know, people probably aren't commenting too much at this stage, just sort of seeing, you know, what it's all about. But we have had a bit of a response to that poll, and obviously, you know, people are looking for you know, immediate source and supply of supplementary feed. That's come out on top so far. Yeah. So this stage, it's good that there's certainly a lot of people out there, and it's certainly making the rounds in the media.
And I suppose it would make it easier for the farmers out there knowing who's got what, whether it's hay, grain, straw, silage, you name it. They can just go to that little map there and everything else, find the feed map there, Pete, and go from there pretty much.
Yeah, well, definitely. And I think also just the sort of advice on what to feed. Yeah. There's certainly a lot of questions going around on social media. And I guess one of the things with this page is that we do, need people to register so that they can, add to that forum, just because we want to keep the quality of information high. We don't want sort of other people coming in and, you know, being abusive or anything like that. So we need to keep the quality high, and it doesn't take much to register, and so it should be all clean.
Yeah, only a few days old, mate. What's the feedback been like so far in the early parts?
Well, yeah, we haven't had too much of a forum at the moment, but yeah, certainly, you know, lots of people have been talking outside of the, you know, forum about, you know, whether we can, you know, I guess supplement straw with molasses and urea and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a complicated matter, and it's the sort of thing that, you know, at the end of the day, if you can speak to a vet about, you know, what feed your animals need, there's lots of other resources as well that we've added in the dry season resources. And one that's got a particular lot of attention at the moment is the Ruminate software, which helps you sort of compare different feed sources and make sure that, you know, you're getting enough quality and making sure you're not over, you know, supplying quality at this stage, or protein and energy at this stage of the year. That's probably not what you want to be doing.
No, absolutely. And you've got the support services there too. And as you said, the livestock feed, it is a joint initiative of the Dry Season Task Force. Have you had much feedback from the Dry Season Task Force?
Yeah, well, when we proposed this idea, as I said, it was with James Bowie, who's on the task force, and he said that it was, you know, something that he was looking for. So it just happened to sort of be good timing, really. And so they were pretty keen, to support it once they saw what we were offering. So that's been good. And we've also got Grower Group Alliance and the Southwest WA Drought Hub, you know, interested in what we're doing and talking to us as well, and the Department of Agriculture. So, everybody's we're trying to pull everybody together. But, those support services are really important too. We work with those two groups, and, regional men's health as well on another project. So accessing those guys and just dropping a line, Roger at Rural Aid, and there's several at Rural West who are involved there. And, they'd be more than happy just to have a chat. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
And for the farmers who haven't participated in that survey yet, you can go and do that survey as well, because I think they've got until this upcoming Wednesday to do so. So pretty much your one-stop shop there, Pete.
Yeah, that's right. And that survey has just been extended to the 8th of May. So.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And, of course, you've got a quick poll up there as well, so the farmers can go and check that out. I'm guessing the top answer would probably be the one that they're all ticking at the moment, mate, but that's up to farmers. Is this just mainly for the farmers around the southwest at the moment, mate?
We're sort of capturing the whole southwest ag region, pretty much, you know, from Esperance up to north of Geraldton, in that area. So that's the area that we're sort of trying to capture. Yeah, we have had 40% at this stage are saying they need immediate assistance. And one of the other things, I guess, one of the values of, you know, trying to find a bit of extra feed. I know the season's just broken, but obviously, you know, there's still no feed, well, not much feed on the ground.
No.
But I know a lot of people will be looking to get cattle on or sheep on, you know, the paddocks as soon as possible. But, you know, the value of deferred and grazing at the break of season, if possible, and obviously this year is, you know, probably going to be the toughest one to do it in. But, you know, if you still do have some hay and we can defer grazing, you know, we expect to see more production over the year, and that means probably more hay yield. So you've got, you know, better supplies for next year or for next summer.
All right. Anything else on the livestock feed, mate?
No. Go and have a look at it.
Yep.
Check it out, and yeah, get involved. Drop a pin if you've got any feed. Yeah, have a look at the forum, and there's some questions there for people to, you know, engage with. So. Yeah, if you've got a response to them, get involved, and yeah, we'll start communicating.
Hey, why not? Pete, congrats to you and the team there at the Southwest NRM. For farmers out there, mate, how can they find out more?
Yeah, if they can just search Southwest NRM. And we're also collaborating with Western Beef Association, who, you know, we've partnered with for more than 5 years now on a lot of this stuff. So they're the industry body who, you know, support beef and sheep producers, to be honest. So, yeah, get in touch with them as well.
All right. So if you're looking for feed this dry season, the livestock feed, voice.southwestnrm.org.au is the website to check out the initiative of the Dry Season Task Force that the team here are supporting. Peter Clifton, the Sustainable Agriculture Manager there with the Southwest NRM. Mate, thanks for joining us on Rural Focus today, and good luck going forward, mate.
No worries. Thank you.